today's episode of The Breakaway, presented by Los Rios Community College District. Rob McAllister, Adam Moffitt in person, talking playoffs as we head into the big match this Saturday against New Mexico. A two-part episode. We're going to release part one now, and we release part two later this week. First part, mostly about Sacramento heading into this playoff, and then the later episode, a little more around the league, but also some stuff heading into Saturday. So a lot of good things I'm excited for you guys to listen to going into playoff match in the conference quarterfinal against New Mexico. Should be a big match, so excited for you guys to listen to today's episode of The Breakaway. Sacramento Republic FC fans, UC Davis Health is here to keep you in the game so you can score a healthier future. From adult and pediatric care to sports medicine and orthopedics, their providers focus on achieving better health for the very young to the young at heart. Find a doctor you connect with at any of their 17 primary care clinics throughout the region, including Davis, Sacramento, Folsom, Roseville, Rockland, and more. Learn how they can support you at choosehealth.ucdavis.edu. At Elk Grove Charter School, our students chase their dreams. Students advance at their own pace. EGCS offers flexible schedules, small class sizes, and accelerated learning in a fully accredited learning environment. We help students balance their academic goals while pursuing their passions in club sports, performing arts, entrepreneurship, and much more. Elk Grove Charter School is now enrolling. Learn more by going to egcs.egusd.net or give us a call at 916-714-1653. We're confident our students will astound you. All right, let's welcome in Rob McAllister, Adam Moffitt, our little playoff preview. Guys, welcome. Rob, thanks for being here early.
Well, you know, it's sometimes difficult to park in a big city. I've lived in various cities. I understand how parking works.
Yeah.
Others have lived across the country.
New York.
In fact, New York. That's a
Houston.
Fairly big city. Houston's pretty big. Portland. Columbus. Dallas actually is a very big city where you actually have to park a lot.
That's too. Right.
You'd think one would understand the basic concepts of how to park, what you do once you park, how you pay, all those things coming together so you can get to a place on time.
That's right. Yep. What a start.
Big suburb guy.
Suburb guy.
Free parking.
Free parking.
I typically don't leave my house, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, excited to have you. We haven't done an in-person podcast. I don't think the three of us ever. We're going to lunch after this, which I'm excited about too.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah. Make it quick, 2 minutes, and we're out.
That's right. Well, obviously, heading into the playoffs, exciting to chat with you guys. Big match Saturday, New Mexico. I want to start with you, Rob. Let's bounce back a little bit to this past season. I want to talk Danny Vitiello winning the Golden Glove, getting 22 clean sheets for her. It's a club record now at Republic. He's just been so good, especially down the stretch.
I think he's definitely stepped it up, too. I think that, you know, between him and Carlos, you felt like there's two quality goalkeepers here. And obviously what Danny did last year, making some fantastic stops. And I think he got to a point where there was a decision that's going to be made. And I think to his credit, it fired him up even further. And he's been fantastic the last several weeks. And I think it showed, and he deserves exactly what he's gotten over the year. And I think that not only because he's the Golden Glove winner, but I think it's also credit to how he's helped organize that back line. I think that they all work together. And really, you could talk about the entire 11, but I think with that back line and the adjustments and how they've had to make certain swaps here and there, but it's been a fantastic season for him and super thrilled to have that. And I think we heard in post-game after the match against Miami, you know, he was quick to give credit to everyone else but himself, and I think that's a sign of a true top goalkeeper in the league, and he is, and he arguably maybe the best.
Well, Cicerone called him the best in the other post-game interview we did. But it is a team award a little bit, right? You got to give credit to the center backs, the outside backs, who really put in an impressive performance for most of the year.
It is. I mean, you think Golden Glove, Golden Boot. You're not going to score all those goals if you don't get assists either, right? So a lot of them are team awards. I'm maybe a little bitter because center mid, you don't really get...
No. Most yellow cards.
Yeah, you can maybe get that one. But no, it's amazing. It does take a whole team effort, and he's very grateful of that. He was quick to recognize others, and you appreciate that. But he's been fantastic, as Rob mentioned. Like, as of late, he's really, really picked it up, and he's a wall at the back. If he's not called upon too much, but when he is, he's ready to go. So fantastic for him. It's great anytime you have a player who gets that one individual award for the whole season. That's amazing. It doesn't happen often.
Save of the week. And he was on nominee for another save of the week. Yeah. And he's come up some big time stops that have preserved wins or allowed, you know, hold on, or to tie, whatever it may be. So.
Well, the other thing too I wanted to mention since Moffitt's here is what a delivery from the Scotsman this weekend. Huh? Nick Ross, quick, and we'll talk about obviously going into playoffs, but that to me, the run, the ball that Nick Ross put in. I mean, one of the best passes I think I've seen this year. Just put it right on the money, and Cicerone obviously finishes. What a beautiful setup it was from Nick, though.
Yeah, he got everything right with it. I mean, it's such an enticing ball for a forward. Like, Russell Cicerone will just feed on that all the time. And he's put it in a spot where the goalkeeper doesn't know what he's doing. The defender's really put in a tough position.
They iced him. They froze.
Yeah, I mean it is. It's so – and he's put it at the perfect pace. Not too hard, you know. It was a fantastic delivery. I think a lot of people recognize, like, wow, it was a great finish from Russell as well. It's not easy at that point, but a delivery like that makes it easier.
Sure.
And if you can get balls in like that, and Nick doesn't do it too much. He doesn't float out wide too often. Right. But I think he was getting to that point in the game. He's like, all right, guys, let me show you how it's done. And that's typically what we like to do, Scotsman. We're like, all right, let us show you what to do here. So, brilliant ball, and he's been fantastic as well as of late.
Well, best in the West now for the Republic. We had Moffitt on last week. We talked about that. 2 weeks in a row, by the way.
I know, man. Yeah,
that's a club record, thank
you.
Too.
Your favorite? I mean, you don't need to tell everyone who your favorite is, but we get it.
Made in the Shade Tent Rentals is your number one choice for tent rentals in Sacramento and throughout Northern California. From concerts and festivals to corporate events, outdoor dining to private special events, construction, manufacturing, or farming, whenever you need shade, whatever the occasion, we've got you covered. Visit madeshade.com to inquire about options. That's madeshade.com. Choosing the right health plan for you and your family is simple with Western Health Advantage. Their plans include wellness programs that put you in the game and on the field with ways to stay fit and healthy. Check out their affordable plans that have been keeping our community strong for over 25 years. Go online to westernhealth.com. That's westernhealth.com for more information. Are you living the life you want to live? Restore is Sac Republic's preferred recovery facility, helping the players and coaches do more of what they love. Restore has cutting-edge wellness modalities for every goal, from cryotherapy to red light therapy to IV drip therapy, aesthetic services. Create your customized plan today and get ready to meet the best version of yourself at any of their three locations: Sacramento and Lomans Plaza, Roseville at the Fountains, and Folsom in the Palladio. Restore Hyper Wellness, helping you do more of what you love.
Best in the West, you get home field advantage through the Western Conference. Theoretically, you got to win all those games. But, Rob, it's so important. We've seen how good they are at home. You know, having the ability, especially not going into a place like New Mexico where the field is smaller, you get the ability to play at home where you know what to expect game in, game out, at least on your pitch.
There's an energy level to that, right? I mean, I know as broadcasters we're super excited, but as a player, there's all the comforts of being at home, and plus the crowd and understanding the field as well as you do, and not having to deal with sort of these things that can come up on the road that you don't ever have to deal with at home. And I think that Heart Health Park has been an incredible atmosphere this year. And for the guys, I think this is setting them up to have a really good run. And I think the way that they're playing as well is a perfect timing for all of it.
Mm-hmm. But the pressure's on, Adam. I mean, when you're the number one seed, people are coming on. You have a target on your back. They've had the target on the back a lot of the season as well. They've maintained first place for a large majority of the year in the West. But now playoff time, it's win or go home. Does that give you more confidence because of the way the team has played throughout the entire season, through injuries, through everything?
Yeah, they've been number one almost every single week or tied, right? Was it 1 week they weren't number one? So every week you're being pushed, you're being challenged. These other teams are coming for you. I think a lot of the time it is tough being the number one because you think, they don't always get to the final. But looking back last year, it was both number one seeds got to the final.
Right.
San Antonio and Louisville, and then the year prior to that it was the one seed in the East, which was Tampa Bay and I want to say Orange County, maybe the year prior to that. So it has happened in the last few years where the number one seeds do progress, and let's be honest, it's the season Sacramento's had, and they're having to play against the New Mexico United team who've really struggled all year but kind of hitting form at the right time. It's unfortunate that a season could end there, to be honest, but that's the reality of it. And these players will be ready. You know, they're number one for the reason. They're the best team in the West, and they have to go prove it now again.
Well, you look at the matchups between New Mexico earlier this year. A was coming off a brutal game after San Antonio. Half the team was pretty much injured. You have to go, you know, down to Albuquerque, play in a baseball field, middle of the week, and it was the worst loss of the season. Okay, scratch that. When they come back here, and I think Kalen Rydin came up massive for them again in the draw here, and so they had some players that came back. And again, we still weren't at full strength. And so you look at this, and I think it was also a Wednesday game. So for me, this has not been a perfect scenario to play New Mexico. I think they've matched up well, and I think they have some really nice pieces. But to me, the roster Sacramento has is arguably the best in the entire USL Championship. And yeah, there's going to be pressure. There should be pressure. Mm-hmm. You're the best team. You're the best roster. You're playing at home. And that's the reality of the situation. I think these guys can step up and do that.
Well, how big is the form? We talk about, you know, Orange County a couple years ago. You mentioned it. Got hot at the right time and went and won it all. So, and we see various teams kind of struggling with form. Sacramento, like San Antonio, struggled with form a little bit. But, you know, there was a little lull for Sacramento about a month ago. And then since then, they've gotten, you know, the results that they needed from a player's perspective. Heck, how important is that going into playoffs with confidence?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, speak about Todd Donovan and myself. Like, we played against each other. I was with the Dynamo. He was with the Galaxy. I think maybe his team finished fifth in the West. The Dynamo, we were fifth in the East, but we kind of peaked at the end of the season, didn't have a great regular season. We both played each other in the final. We don't need to know the result of that, but
yeah,
we were full of confidence because we were kind of scrapping getting into there, so the form really, really does matter. I've been in situations where you've had a great regular season, and then just towards the end, you're tired, you're fatigued, you're not quite there, and then you get knocked out in the first round. I've been in a lot of those different situations, so I think for our team, they went through that little lull, but the last three games they've won them, and you definitely see a little bit more injection of energy and players getting healthy. So I think the team are in a good spot, and the fact that it's at home again really, really helps.
For sure. I was curious, going back to Moffitt's loss in the final to Donovan, is that going to be on the Beckham doc? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've been getting screenshots of Donovan hugging Beckham. And me in the background looking sad. So it's on that fourth episode. So, yeah. I'm on there. People send me every day. They're like, oh, watch the Beckham. This guy looks familiar. Why is he so sad? Yeah, that's me.
That Todd's I've heard there. From this guy already.
Yeah, I've been dropping Todd Donovan. I know.
I was just curious. Yeah. But I was half joking, but it really isn't. There is.
It's, yeah, I'm in there.
So you're going to stay away from that then, probably?
I'm not watching it, no.
No, yeah. I don't blame you.
I mean.
You lived it.
When's your documentary coming out?
Yeah. When's the Moffitt Rocket?
Yeah. It's soon.
Rocket Man.
30-second documentary. We know, there we go.
We got a lot of big, the music rights
will be. I was going to say, Elton John's going to, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So going into, you're playing at home, obviously, that's such a big key, but I want to talk about the roster too, because the roster is getting healthy at the right time. We saw for like a 2-month stretch, guys are going in and out with injuries. But what that did was allow a lot of guys who maybe weren't getting minutes earlier in the season to kind of have to step up. We saw a guy like Zico Lewis, Nick Ross, multiple different players kind of step up. And it seems like that not only is beneficial for the players, but now you're going into a spot where Mark Briggs, I don't know, how is he going to choose an 18 this week? And it's going to be an extremely difficult decision for him. And I know it's a good thing, but you have to think about, all right, you got to think of all the scenarios. There's so many different pieces to it. It's not an easy decision to know who the 18 is going to be this weekend.
Do you like, Adam, best 11 or matchup? I don't say you're tailing to what New Mexico does, but ways that you can maybe exploit New Mexico's in other ways, you put different guys' positions. What would you do if you're against the coach? Well, I'm interested.
Well, it is a tough spot. It's a good spot to be in as a coach, right, when you have players healthy and playing well. But I think you go with the strongest 11 based on current form. And then you have,
I mean, say that very convincingly.
Well, yeah, I just don't think you want to put too much emphasis on the other team, right? So this, if you're finishing top of the West, there's a reason why you're top of the league. So if you focus a little bit more on yourself, that doesn't mean you just neglect what the other team do, because they might have strengths that might be a little bit, can inflict a little pain on you. So I think you have to be mindful of that. But I think at the end of the day, you go in with like, we're the best team in the West. Here's how we've been playing. This is what we're doing. And then you make them adjust accordingly. But then you have such great weapons on the bench. We spoke about Luther Archimed. But then if you're not starting this game, which you might have been a starter all year, you look at Arnold Lopez. I don't know if he's going to start. Great to come into a game. Arnold Lopez, if you're winning 1-0 and you've got Arnold Lopez coming in, he's gonna help with that. He might even start the game. I don't even know, right? They might think that he might be good in the middle of the park. But
well, it's interesting too. Like, so now we saw Roro play nearly 75 minutes.
Yep.
Will he play that in playoffs? Well, it looks like he potentially could if needed. You have Kecko. You have Sebastian Herrera is going to be back. And I think that's also part we didn't talk about in New Mexico is Sebastian Herrera's impact on how they're going to have to defend is going to be massive. He didn't play the last time they were out. So
yep.
The way that they're going to have to defend him is going to open up opportunities for Russell or Kecko or Roro or whoever else on the wing and Jack Gurr. And I think they were more easily able to defend the style of play in which Sacramento likes to feel like they get the most opportunities to get a goal. I think it's going to be a much different look than what we've seen previously. So the hold-up play that Sebastian Herrera does opens up so much for other players. And he goes back to Justin Braun and what we had in 2014. It was the same type of player, and a lot of people wanted more goals out of Justin Braun. But what people didn't see was how many times Justin Braun did the one thing that led to the pass that led to the goal. And I think that's where we'll see at a Seba here in this playoffs that hopefully he'll get a few more himself, but I think that will be a big factor in their success moving forward. Yeah.
Well, and you have Archimedes off the bench who, again, when they played New Mexico, it's a different player. This end of the season, it seems like he started to make runs at the right time. He's starting to understand. We talked about this last week where he's actually, instead of being offside, I know he was offside one time this last weekend, but instead of being offside more often, he's making those diagonal runs and then springing in. It seems like really that international duty he went on has kind of sprung something loose for him. And that makes them even more dangerous because, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, and I know it's important to mention. No defender, center back, wants to have to deal with Archimedes in the 75th, 80th minute on heavy legs. That's just a nightmare.
Look at the ability to score in different ways now. You have Christian Pirano who can dribble through triple, quadruple teams now. You have Cicerone who's just found a knack for scoring whatever way he needs to do that. Sebastian Herrera can score in his own ways. Obviously, Roro almost had the most fantastic free kick we had of the season and just smacked the crossbar. So you have so many different ways, even Kecko on the wing, and that you can get goals now that I think for Sacramento.
Luis Felipe is a big one there as well.
Felipe, yeah. And it's hard. That's amazing. You can kind of keep going down the list, and you have eight guys who can score in different ways, and that makes you very hard to beat in playoffs because, let's be honest, any team who's on the road, they're going to try to get one early, I would imagine, Adam. Yep. New Mexico is going to come out very aggressive. And if they can get one, they're going to just sit back and park the bus and see if they can just, you know, throw out any opportunity for Sacramento to score. Right. But when we have so many different ways to score, that becomes much harder to do.
Well, I'm curious, too, because a lot of the guys you mentioned play this kind of the same position. So the question, I guess, for Coach Briggs is, like, who's going to start? Do you start Kecko, who's played really well down the stretch, didn't play this last weekend? Do you start Roro, who's getting up to form to play full 90 minutes, played 75, as you mentioned? You've got to play for Russell. You pretty much know that. We mentioned Herrera. You pretty much know that. Pirano, Keck. I mean, there's so many different guys. And then you talk the midfield. You mentioned Arnold Lopez. Nick Ross played really well. He's been playing well throughout the season. It's a tough decision. I don't know what the right decision is. Is it then you go, okay, do we look at New Mexico and say, hey, we want to play a certain way against this team? I think that's some of the questions they're going to be talking about going into Saturday, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you think of New Mexico, Justin Portillo didn't play the last game. He kind of instrumental in how they play, pulls a lot of the strings. So you want to, I think you definitely want to not allow him too much time and space. So that's Luis Felipe is a perfect guy to make sure he's putting pressure on there. And then it's underneath Arnold, Nick, Matt LaGrassa, you know, yeah, the personnel could change.
It's going to be really tough. There's going to be two players left off, and people are going to go, really? And it's like, well, there's only so many spots.
And I think the big one is obviously the striker, and then it's the two underneath. And Russell takes one of those, and then after that, it's Roro. Zico Lewis can go in there. Christian Pirano.
Kecko.
And then Kecko. It's like, would you?
I don't know.
It's tough. But positions are somewhat similar, but then what they actually bring you is very different, right?
Right. Well, look what we saw a couple weeks ago when the game started to change and they went to a back four and you had Kecko and Roro on the field at the same time. Now, that was a whole nother level. So I'm seeing the creativity in which they can move pieces around. It doesn't mean Sacramento's going to be stuck in a back three, especially if they feel that you know, we have enough defensively to hear that, and maybe that there's other changes elsewhere. Who knows what that looks like? So I think there's just a lot of options to use. And I think you've seen spurts of it throughout the season of them trying to see where guys are comfortable. And I don't know if Mark Briggs has had that flexibility in years past, and he knows he has it this year. And that's a great tool to have.
Yeah, you know? And Lee Desmond can play kind of that left back position as well. And then you kind of feel like you have those three center backs anyway. So that's something interesting as well.
Yeah.
You had something about Moffitt? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I think they're in a great spot. I really do. I think
there's
a lot they can do, and you don't want to, even if they do go down a goal or if they're clinging for a goal, like you feel that, yeah, make a few adjustments like they did that game and they can get a goal back if they need to. Hopefully that's not the case and you're just winning every game comfortably.
Right.
Well, you just look at any teams on form, you know, look at New Mexico, like, wow, they've really battled to get back. I mean, last time we played them, which was only four regular season games ago, I think, they were 4 points below the playoff line. Didn't look like they were going to make it. They ended up making their way in. Well, look at Miami. Miami won four straight, and they won some big games, and they come in here, and they ran out of gas. So that's the other thing, too. The thing about form is that it doesn't always mean you're going to stay on that form.
Yeah.
It's like the stock market, guys. You want a little history on that?
Yeah.
Okay. that's easy to predict that.
But I wanted to ask one question, Rob, to you, because as a Republic historian.
I have a big cave with a lot of stock.
So
I wish I remembered more, actually. It's sort of sad how many.
Well, we talked about this going into the year. There's certain spots of seasons where you just kind of forget about certain guys. Anyway, but I just feel like this is the first time that I can remember going into a playoff game, even Open Cup last year, where it's like, I didn't know who the 11 were going to be, right? I feel like this is the first time where it's like, there's so many weapons at Mark Briggs' disposal. And, I mean, you know, it's probably 7 to 8 of them, but the other three are kind of up for grabs.
Yeah, I think the I don't know who 11 is probably in the other form, right? It was like, who's going to hopefully fill those spots? Has this person played enough minutes this year? I think you've got guys healthy at the right time. And, you know, Matt LaGrassa coming back. I mean, thankfully he's in a good spot, but that also creates a different dynamic. So you have Nick Ross, Luis Felipe, Arnold Lopez, Matt LaGrassa. Are you keeping all four of them in the 18?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not. Or maybe. So that's where the decisions have to come in is, okay, well, if we keep this person here, can they shift? I think the person or the personnel who has more ability to move in various positions will probably find themselves in the playoff roster more often than those who are dedicated to one position.
That's a good point, especially with a guy like Luis Felipe, who we've seen play higher in certain games. I think back to the San Antonio game where he was playing higher. Could be a certain instance.
All right, that is the end of part one of our playoff preview podcast with Rob McAllister, Adam Moffitt. Thanks to those two gentlemen. They'll be back on this podcast feed later this week for part two. You can grab your tickets for this weekend's match, SacRepublicFC.com/playoffs. They're going fast. It should be an excellent, very competitive match coming up Saturday. We thank you for your support of this podcast. Please rate, review, subscribe, or follow. And as always, go Republic!